Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Dr. Kelly Garut of Stewart Veterinary Clinic about managing livestock and swine during the winter. For winter time, what would you say is important for farmers managing cattle in the Guthrie and Adair County area?
Yeah, so the hard part about winter, right, is the waters freeze, and that's not fun, keeping those waters open, but probably one of the most important things is that livestock always has access to clean, fresh water for the most part, whether that be a creek where they're chopping the ice or, you know, if they have the ability to haul the water, but just making sure that those animals are still able to drink so they don't get dehydrated. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, warm water. Out of a creek is not going to be warm, but just the availability of water is so important to animals all times of the year, but especially in the wintertime when they're more prone to becoming dehydrated.
And what are some ways you think farmers can ensure that each of their cattle, each cow, is feeding properly during this winter time?
I think if they just keep a good eye on them, my husband farms full-time, and then obviously we work with a lot of farmers. I think most guys are looking at their cattle every day or, you know, trying to make sure if you just count them every day, make sure that the group that's supposed to be out there, you know, if there's 50 head out there, if you count 50 head, you know, every morning when you're looking at them or every afternoon, that means you're making sure that water's open anyway, you're checking anyway, taking them some roughage to eat when it starts getting really cold out, and just count them and make sure they're all there. And if you don't have one, you might want to go find it.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, if you're looking at your cows every day, any good stockman knows or stockwoman knows that if you look at them every day that you're gonna notice if one's not feeling well or if one's not eating. In that case, maybe she shouldn't be out on pasture. Maybe she should be up at the barn and get a little extra love and care, a little extra feed, a little extra wind protection, you know, and all that stuff.
As far as keeping cattle warm, what would you suggest for proper shelter and otherwise?
Cattle are really resilient, and so if you have a super cold, you know, like last year, this time of year, you know, December, I remember it was negative 10 actual temperature, so we were really dealing with it then, and we personally had cattle out on corn stalk fields, and they were completely fine. If you really are doing the things I talked about earlier, if you're either lowing out corn stalk bales for them to create a barrier, it sounds simple, right, but if you create a simple barrier between the frozen ground that's extremely cold, and you make a little bit of an insulation barrier, and they can lay on that, then they're not having that direct contact with their skin, with the ground. And like with shelter, if it's not possible for them to be up in a barn, and that's not always necessarily good for them, if cattle get in a barn and they huddle, it gets really warm in there. And that warm moisture can create some issues with breathing and cause some respiratory disease. So we don't always want them to be packed into a barn and having that excessive heat, excessive moisture issue. So sometimes it's actually better for them to just be kind of out where they can get in behind some trees, or if you take corn stalk bales and you take them a couple, three or four high, and you kind of create a wind barrier from the north that they can stand behind, they do pretty good with that, with increased hay in their diet and just somewhere they can block the wind and if they can fight the elements that way.
Switching gears to swine, what are some important things for swine producers, things that they need to keep in mind when they are, you know, managing that during the wintertime?
Yeah, for swine producers, it's going to depend on the kind of producer they are, a confinement, you know, producer versus a, you know, maybe an outdoor backyard producer. When you look at confinements, it's really important for human and pigs that we make sure that there is airflow, because typically in this winter time, we're going to button them up, those barns, pretty good, because we're going to try to keep it, you know, the whole idea of having hogs in confinement is that we can control the temperature. So just making sure that we don't have the barns buttoned up so tight that we don't have good airflow in and out of there, just because we're trying to control the temperature, but sometimes they get them so tight that they just can't quite get enough air. So making sure we have good airflow through those barns, that we're keeping those pigs nice and warm, and the fans are all working properly. And I know it sounds really redundant, but waters are all working. That's always important in a hog farm and in a confinement. And those guys are usually checking the water every day. If you have an outdoor pig, it's going to be kind of similar to the cattle, maybe a little bit different. You want to have somewhere they can go in, and they're not as thick-skinned. You know, they don't have that hair coat that a cow does. So, you know, you're going to want to have a barn for them to go into They don't eat roughage necessarily. They have a little bit of roughage in their diet, so they're more on a concentrate diet. So just making sure they have enough energy for their body to keep up with the outdoor temperatures and have them go in somewhere. And if they have a barn, maybe it's something like a heat lamp we need to have in there so they have kind of somewhere they can warm up a little bit if they want to. And if they don't want to be near the heat lamp, they can walk away from it. That's pretty important, too, that they're able to get away from the heat lamp.
And what do you think is important for swine, trying to keep them warm, but also making sure they get enough exercise and movement during these winter months?
They don't really like it. I don't think pigs like to work. I used to work with pigs, and I don't think they like to walk or do anything if they don't have to.
Sure. But, I guess that's not too much of a concern for farmers.
Yeah. I mean, if they want, they'll kind of go do whatever they want to go do. Pigs are very smart, and they'll kind of just do whatever they want. Whether you could give them an open pen and they'll lay there in the mud and just stare at you.
Oh, yeah.
But it just depends. In that case, pigs really like bowling balls. I know that sounds silly, but you can put a bowling ball in their pen and they'll push it around forever. Or chew on chain. They like, if you take a chain and you attach it to their fence, they'll sit and chew on it for an entertainment value. So it kind of keeps them active that way.
Those are all my questions. In case there's anything else you want to mention to area farmers, you know, heading in these next few winter months.
I guess I would just kind of repeat the best thing we can do for helping livestock mitigate the cold weather is making sure they have adequate water, I would say availability. You can increase their roughage so they can have more heat produced by the rumen, and then also making sure that they have a windbreak of some sort, and or you can roll the cornstalk bales down to kind of help them not have to work so hard to keep warm, kind of help them as much as possible so they don't have to work so hard to keep their body temperature up to normal, because that really burns a lot of energy for them when they're trying to stay warm.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Dr. Callie Garut of Stewart Veterinary Clinic about managing livestock and swine during the winter. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.